This evening, let us worship God in the singing of Psalm number 92, Psalm 92, and we sing the verses 1 to 4. To render thanks unto the Lord, it is a comely thing, and to thy name, O thou most high, due praise allowed to sing. Psalm number 92, and we sing verses 1 to 4. Join together in prayer. Gracious God, as we sing that wholesome psalm, we are indeed reminded of how it is good to sing praise unto our God. We have every reason, Lord, to be thankful. We have every incentive and we have every encouragement from the scriptures to raise our voices in happy praise and in the acknowledgement that God is good, and that from the beginning right through to the end of Christian pilgrimage, it is true that God is gracious all along the line. And even in old age, when others fade, those that are planted in God's house by God's grace still produce the fruit that is unto holiness and unto God's glory. So we pray that as we sing these great words this evening, we would not be singing mechanically and unthinkingly, but rather that these words would be the expressions of our hearts as we gather here before the Holy God of Heaven, to call upon his name, to worship, to hear the scriptures, and to try to learn more and more concerning what the gospel is and what the gospel does, and how we are to respond to it, to live in it, to be shaped by it, and to die in the gospel. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, that the scripture is completed, that there is nothing more needs to be done or said. Nothing can ever change it. And all the arguments and all the criticisms and rejections of the written word, all the attempts to alter its message, to silence its preaching, and all the attempts that have ever been made in any way to twist the gospel into another gospel, we give thanks that the message of Christ is a settled message, that faith once for all delivered unto the saints. As we gather here this evening, Lord, around the Holy Scriptures, we are conscious that this is another privilege given to us, the Holy Day of God, the hallowed hour, the time set apart in order to think about God and to put away for a time the occupying thoughts at other times that are lawful and indeed not only occupying us but preoccupying us so often. And yet we are given those reminders to come apart, to take time out, as it were, to take time aside and to think, to stop doing the things that normally would occupy us in our worldly living, in our temporal living, and to do something which is spiritual and heavenly, and indeed which is very demanding, and which is difficult for us to do in our fallen humanity, weakened by sin, and further weakened by long habits of sin. And yet we are encouraged to call upon the name of the Lord. So we do so this evening, Heavenly Father, and we give thanks to God for your mercies to us day by day, daily bread, daily breath, family and friends, so many privileges, the scriptures in their entirety, the Christian church which is indestructible, and all the means of grace that have ever come our way, people that God has placed in our lives, people in the past who were the means of bringing us to the gospel, people who along our life of pilgrimage have been instrumental in keeping us in the faith, building us up, guiding us, rebuking us, setting examples before us so often, giving to us encouraging words, showing kindness to us, and showing us that there is in the communion of saints a real blessing and benefit, that God's people call in God's people, the elect calling in the elect, and God's elect people leading us on, pushing us on sometimes, maybe even dragging us, but always there to lend the helping hand according to the time of need. We give thanks for every one of them, even when their words have seemed to us to be strange and perhaps even hard, but we know that there are times it is necessary to be cruel, to be kind, and we give thanks for them all. We give thanks for all those that we know in the faith, in the present time, our friends in the gospel, our acquaintances, and others that perhaps we are not so close to, but we know that they too are in life's, the same life pilgrimage. They are on that road that we are on. They have entered by the same gate. They walk in the same narrow way. And they are on that high, holy road that leads to everlasting joy. We give thanks for them all. We pray for them all, for their encouragement, for their growth in grace. We pray that they, even this night, even if they are not listening to us in this service, nonetheless, that where they are, even if they are in a backslidden state, we pray God's blessing upon them to restore them and to cause them to come again, yet again, to the feet of Christ in order to follow after him. We pray for our rulers over us again, Lord, in these difficult days. We pray for the nation that we belong to in these difficult days. We pray for the world as we hear of strange things, as we hear of evil things, as we hear of men and women, sometimes even children, calling evil good and good evil. And we pray, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. And so as we would pray now, help us to not only call upon the name of the Lord, but to praise the name of the Lord. Hallowed be thy name. Worthy is the God who sits upon the throne. Worthy art thou, O Lord, for thou hast created all things, and but for thy glory, by thy glory, for thy glory, they are and they were created. And so once again we present ourselves to the God of our great salvation in order to recognize his name in grace and in glory, and in order to receive the blessings of God, mercy for our many sins, grace for our many times of need. And always we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord, our only way to God, the only way, the only truth, the only life. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to read in Romans chapter 8. Reading in Romans chapter 8, we'll read from the beginning of the chapter to verse number 18. In Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 18, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, they mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, that means make alive, bring to life, shall also bring to life your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And one more verse in Romans chapter 8, verse number 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren, and so on. The intimations, of course, are the usual ones. We remind you of our meeting on Wednesday around the Scriptures again, 7 p.m. on Wednesday, our midweek service. And then, of course, next Lord's Day, the usual hours, 10:30 a.m. or 6 p.m. And we're still under the restrictions of the closure due to the health warnings. And so we meet around the spoken word over the internet again on Wednesday and again next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. We remind you, of course, that we hope to be able to meet publicly together once again on Wednesday the 1st of July. But that is, of course, dependent upon the circumstances of the closure, or the easing of the closure at the time. But Wednesday the 1st of July we hope to be publicly gathering once again. And we welcome visitors, as always, to these services. And we remind you that there are means available for the offering if you wish to contribute to the work of the gospel in the congregation that we are involved with. Well, let us continue to sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 92, and we sing verses 5 to 11. Psalm 92, verses 5 to 11.
Amen.